It's Dale's Radio, and I'm with Emma Trussler, who's currently getting very cold doing a swim a day to raise money for charity. Hello, Emma. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you.
I'd have thought quite cold, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while to warm up.
So you're doing these bizarre, well, rather, I think it's bonkers, cold water swimming in the middle of winter every day to raise money for charity. What made you want to do it?
I've got lots of friends and family, and especially my partner, who had an early diagnosis for arthritis in his early 30s. So really, I'm putting myself through the stress simply because that's how they're feeling. When they're cold, there's more pain or they're more stiff and things like that. So actually, the condition becomes worse in the cold.
And arthritis obviously affects people more in the cold weather at this time of year. So it really does highlight it. So how does it feel?
At first, you do get pain in your sort of your hands and your feet. Unless you've really done it, it's hard to explain the pain that you do feel. But it can be crippling sometimes. You know, it can be very hard to get change afterwards. I mean, it does pass eventually once your body gets used to it, but the initial pain of it can be quite strong.
And what about the shock of it? Because you do hear of people that get kind of like cold water shock from jumping in the icy cold water.
So unless you're experienced or you've done a little bit before, I don't recommend jumping straight in, especially not this time of year. Luckily, I started my swimming in May with some experienced swimmers, with Susan actually, who did her 100 swims for WaterAid this last year, just gone. Mm. I started doing my swims with her and some of the ladies from the village.
Right.
They eased me into it. You know, they had water training and I felt very safe, and we did it in a safe environment.
So at least you were sensible from the beginning with it.
Yeah. So I don't recommend just jumping straight in.
Okay, that's a fair point. That's good advice for everybody, isn't it? If anybody's thinking of doing such a, I think, absolutely bonkers thing of when it's already cold, wintry weather, you're getting in cold water. So Reith's got some really good cold water swimmers then, by the sound of things.
Yeah, Reith's got quite a good community, actually. There's quite a lot of people from Reith and Ark and Garthdale that we go with. And at the moment, the girls have been fantastic. There's so much support. We're actually going out this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, the water temperature at the moment is about 3 to 5 degrees.
Oh.
So it is quite chilly. You know, some days you do need a little bit of motivation to get in, especially because it's my first winter swimming in these conditions.
Yeah. Now, I've heard you stay in the water for almost 20 minutes. That sounds unbearable.
Sometimes, yes. We obviously don't recommend people just go in and try and do it. You know, our bodies have had time to kind of get to know the water, and we get to know our bodies. You know, when my body starts giving me signs, I know when to get out. But I think sometimes, you know, you end up chatting, you just get a bit carried away.
Mm. And you're swimming in lots of different locations each time, aren't you?
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, we do try and do waterfall swims. They're more fun. And you know, I am video recording our swims at the moment as well, and uploading them to my Facebook page every day.
Mm-hmm.
And people are enjoying them, just so they can see, actually be part of the experience as well. So it's quite nice, actually. We try and give them a variation of location.
It sounds like a good watch from the comfort of your armchair with a nice warm cup of tea. And you believe Ribena is the key to keeping going with this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I started off just having soup, but the girls, you know, swear by some sort of hot Ribena or some hot blackcurrant, which is always good because it helps warm up the core. Sort of any hot liquid, really, but we tend to stick to Ribena and cake.
Fantastic. I'm all for that, definitely. Now, Emma, on the serious side of this, you're raising money for Versus Arthritis, which is the charity that helps, I suppose, really highlight the problems that people go through with arthritis. Tell me a little bit about what they do.
With the Versus Arthritis, it's for any ages, really, because lots of people assume as well that it's just going to be older people that have arthritis, but they actually support younger people, that, you know, actually their families as well, because arthritis can really take away something from a person, you know. Take a part of their personality away, and when I see the struggles firsthand that people and my friends and family have gone through, and you know, it can change a person. So they've got this huge support network which really do help, and that's what I'm trying to raise money for.
That's fantastic. And so you're trying to encourage people to donate. You've got a Just Giving page, haven't you?
It is Just Giving, and then just search Emma Trussler and it should come up with me.
Fantastic.
The
story's on our news pages at dalesradio.co as well, and the link to your Just Giving page is on that too.
Brilliant, fantastic.
Well, we're going to wish you well with your swim a day. Are you finishing it at the end of January?
Yeah, I would like to try and carry on, but I don't want to become too addictive. So I'll probably try and break the run and have a couple of days off, more so just to try and recover a little bit, because it's quite tiring.
Right.
Putting your body through that every day.
But yeah, I bet.
And carry on, I will.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well, Emma, with it, and good luck, and hope you've got lots of warm towels to keep you, to give you something to look forward to whilst you're freezing in the water.
Yes.
All the very best with it, and maybe we'll catch up with you when you've finished it all.
Yes, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, brilliant. Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
That's Emma Trussler, who is currently doing some chilly wild outdoor swimming every day to raise money for Versus Arthritis. And you can go to our website, dalesradio.co/news. The story's there and the link to her Just Giving page.